Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Oh, it's a great day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. I'm excited. We got a great show. Always, you know, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So we are going to do that. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, some differences in herbal tinctures. You know, a lot of people may not know the difference between maybe an alcohol or a glycerin tincture. You know, is there any difference at all? Except price. Well, we're going to talk about that. And Dr. Carly's going to be with us for the second part of the show. She wants to talk about how, at least I think she's what she said, she wants to talk about how you can reverse a vaccine. This will be a cool show. And let's see what else we have coming up. Oh, well, we got Thanksgiving, I know. But after that, we're going to have author Gary Null with us. He is going to be chatting it up with us regarding his new book called Reboot Your Brain, So there's some natural ways to fight off memory loss and dementia, Alzheimer's and stuff. So he's going to be with us here on the 5th. So I'm all excited about that. So I hope you can join us. And we have a quack report. Of course we do. But first, a big salute and semper fi to our military, our men and women out there that are righteous, doing the right thing. We're lifting them up in prayer. God's hand of protection be on you. And, you know, while I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, I'm asking for God's hand to be all on all of America, because we need his supernatural help, because we are in a pickle. I mean, even Stevie Wonder can see we're in trouble. So I hope you'll join me in lifting up America, that righteous men and women will just stand up and say no to tyranny. Just say no. I mean, I think we're past the time of talking, don't you? I think so. So let's ask for God's help. It's our job to ask, but it's his will to do his will. So, but, you know, mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, what do we got in the quacker dairy industry? Oh, what are they up to? Let's see. They put in a petition to the FDA. They're trying to petition to change the definition of milk. The standard identity of milk, they want to obscure, modify. They want to add sweeteners to it. They just want to change the characteristic and the traditional value of milk. And they want FDA's approval on that. So conventional milk sales have kind of dropped 25% in the U.S. since 1975. So consumer patterns are continuing to dwindle. I think a lot of people are allergic to dairy, and they're just finding other things healthier. So the National Milk Producers Federation and the International Dairy Foods Association have petitioned to simply redefine the word milk so that they can include artificial flavorings and sweeteners. Aspartame is one of the major things they want to add to milk. And, you know, milk's in every public school. So, you know, these kids are going to be loaded up with aspartame. And aspartame has been shown to produce chronic headaches, neurological damage, cancer, weight gain, obesity. And last thing Michelle Obama wants, right, is obesity, right? So Dr. Janet Sturr-Hull, who is the author of Sweet Poison, How the World's Most Popular Artificial Sweetener is Killing Us, says, "The research and the history of aspartame is conclusive as a cause of illness and toxic reactions in the human body." Yep. So we're going to have to lift that up in prayer that they don't do that to the milk, which is just crazy. Just crazy. What else we have? Robots. Robots are in the news. You know, Dr. Carly and I have been kind of joking that, you know, in the future, you wouldn't see a doctor. You would have a kiosk, you know, a doctor kiosk, and you would type in your symptoms and it would spit you out, "This is what I would do, prescription." Well, doctors may not be in, but they can still see you, according to some hospitals out in San Francisco. Remote present robots are allowing physicians to beam themselves into hospitals to diagnose patients and offer medical advice during emergencies. So it's a growing number of hospitals in California and other states. They're using these telepresent robots to expand the access of their medical specialists, you know, kind of leverage their doctor staff. So these are mobile video conferencing machines. They're about 5 feet tall, and the screen projects the image of your doctor's face and kind of roams around. So the robot has cameras, microphones, speakers, and so the doctors can see and converse with the patients but can't examine the patient. So San Francisco-based healthcare providers are using the telemachine robots in emergency rooms, intensive care units in about 20 of their California hospitals, so that patients have more access at one time to specialists like neurology, cardiology, neonatal, pediatrics, and mental health professionals. So they're using this type of technology to leverage their specialists that they do have on staff and make them more efficient. So there's 1,000 hospitals in the United States that are doing this. 50 of them have robots that came into their facilities this past May. So the robot can be on an auto drive function. It could be like, you know, R2-D2 going down the hall of the hospital, you know, bebopping along. Last but not least, in the quack report. Well, I apologize for anybody eating. This may be a little yucky. People, guess what they're eating? They may not know it. Well, they're eating beaver butt. I'm not kidding. It's called castoreum, and it is emitted from the castor sac within the beaver's anus. It's a slimy brown substance the beavers usually use to mark their territory. But it's being used as an additive. It's being used as a natural flavoring in your foods, like vanilla, strawberry, raspberry, most common in those types of products with those flavors. So why are they using castoreum from a beaver's butt? Well, the most notable characteristic after it's processed is the smell. It doesn't smell horrible. It has a very pleasant scent for some reason. It makes it a perfect candidate to flavor things. So another industry that's using the castoreum is in the fragrance world. For decades, perfume manufacturers will use all kinds of various types of substances for their fragrance. Secretions are from animals are on the top of the list. Now, castoreum has 24 different molecules and natural pheromones. Huh. So from perfumes to air fresheners, yeah, the castor sacs from a beaver butt, quite versatile. Fragrance industry is just, you know, chasing down them beavers. Wow. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
I know, that's just crazy. You know, beaver sack, brown gunk is in your strawberry ice cream, maybe? I mean, who thought that up? Seriously. Who just said, I'm going to go get your beaver, squeeze his butt, get some stuff out, and I'm going to make something with that. Please. Okay, I don't know. It's just nasty. All right, so we're going to get on to a different topic. Tinctures. What's in your tincture? You know, those herbal liquids sold everywhere? Now, I recently came across an article that was written by some naturalists who were warning people of the dangers of herbal tinctures that are made with alcohol. And I thought to myself, why would a couple of professionals in the natural field be totally against a natural therapy like herbal tinctures, which have hundreds of years of empirical history? And then I found out why. They were attacking the alcohol tinctures because these folks owned and operated a supplement company that used glycerin to make their products. And as an herbalist that I am, educated by one of the oldest natural healing schools in the United States, I know the difference in tinctures made with alcohol and tinctures made with glycerin. However, consumers may not know what makes these two tinctures different. So I thought, well, you know, let's explore this comparison. Make folks aware, the good, the bad, whatever, so that they, you know, can make some educated decisions for themselves. First, let's just look at the alcohol history, you know, because before the modern processes of making distilled alcohol, there was, you know, the ancient way, which was, you know, fermenting grains and fruits. So in the 12th century, the distillation process for making alcohol was discovered, which made alcohol more potent, stronger. And today, the average beer is about 5% alcohol. Wine, well, that ranges between 12 to 15%. I can't go to Olive Garden and have wine. I just can't. I don't know, something about the Italian wines, just one glass of Italian wine is like equal to one bottle of American wine. I don't know, something about it. I just, oof. Anyway, liquor, that can range in alcohol content from 30 to 50 or even higher percentages. So, I don't know, something about Olive Garden wine, I just can't handle it. Just a little bit, and I'm under the table. Don't go there. Okay, let's talk about some terms. We want to be careful with the terms we're talking about because those who would have you believe that herbal tinctures made with alcohol are unhealthy or not, you know, for human consumption, and that would be incorrect. Of course, consuming large quantities of alcohol is not good for you. However, an adult dose of average herbal tincture that is made with alcohol is about a quarter of a teaspoon, and that would contain less than 0.5% alcohol by weight. So the average adult dose of a tincture made with alcohol won't cause negative effects, even if you had cirrhosis of the liver. Now, the average alcohol tincture is made with about 80 proof vodka, which is, 50% water. So using 100 proof alcohol is in tinctures, you know, is really not necessary. It kind of be overkill when dealing with most herbs. So 80 proof is usually sufficient. So some of the misinformation that's circulating is that herbal tinctures are made with ethanol or ethyl ethanol, which is true. However, what is incorrect is that the ethanol or the ethyl ethanol is not all denatured alcohol and unfit to drink. So a denatured alcohol usually is intended as a fuel and not for consumption. Now, no experienced herbalist would use a denatured alcohol in the process of making herbal tinctures because it can modify the plant molecules and disrupt enzyme compounds. So you don't want those enzyme components all messed up. So there are different levels of actually denatured alcohol. There's the standard denatured, there's the specifically denatured, and the completely denatured levels of alcohol. However, none of these types of alcohols are used by the herb industry to make tinctures. So what consumers need to know is that not all ethyl ethanol is denatured, and in fact, ethyl ethanol is a pure grain alcohol. Well, let's talk about an easy way to remove the alcohol if you don't want it in your herbal formulas. There are some who prefer not to have any alcohol of any kind in their herbal products, and they'll gravitate then towards the plant glycerin tinctures. So the herbal liquids that are made with a catalyst of glycerin will usually be sweeter and not have the same concentrations of the plant alkaloids as the alcohol tinctures will have. So the supplement market will claim, you know, glycerin versions of tinctures have the same potency as the alcohol tinctures, but a simple test will show that you will need to consume more of the glycerin variety to achieve the same benefits. Also, the absorption of the alcohol tinctures by the body is faster, much faster, by the arterial blood supply, and it's completed in seconds. Whereas glycerin tinctures have a 30% slower absorption rate. So the reason that the alcohol tincture is superior is because it draws out the entire chain of plant photochemicals and in higher concentrations. Many types of herbs will have alkaloids which will need alcohol to capture them all. So those who want the potency of alcohol tinctures but not the alcohol itself, well, they can take 5 minutes and remove the alcohol from their dose. They can just warm an ounce of water. Don't have to boil it. You know, just the kind of the temperature of a baby's bottle is sufficient. And they could put their herbal dose in the warm water and let it sit for 5 minutes, and the alcohol evaporates off and leaves the plant nutrition in the water. And then you just drink the water. But there are products out there that will say alcohol-free. Some herb manufacturers will make tinctures with alcohol, and then they'll use a process to extract the alcohol out and then add the glycerin. This may seem like the best of both worlds as far as tincture making goes, but the absorption rate is going to be diminished. It also contains less nutrition, and not all the alcohol is removed, and there is more processing for this formula, which can further diminish potency. So what did the folks do with the ancient tinctures? Well, tincture making, you know, it's a long history. Glycerin for making tinctures that came much later, you know, it's not as old a process. It's also generally considered in the herb realm as a poor solvent for extracting nutrition from plants compared to, let's say, vinegar, which is a much stronger solvent for grabbing plant alkaloids. So think about that. Vinegar is stronger than the glycerin. Where does that leave you then with a totally glycerin-based tincture that was used as a catalyst to try to capture the nutrition from the herbs? Well, when you're comparing the solvent effect of vegetable glycerin and alcohol, according to Deborah St. Clair, she's the author of a book called The Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies. She was comparing glycerin tinctures and the alcohol tinctures. So she says glycerin will extract fewer compounds, so less nutrition will be in the glycerin formulas. For instance, she said glycerin will extract out of the plants sugars, diluted enzymes, glycosides, bitter compounds, diluted saponins, and some tannins. Whereas compared to alcohol as a catalyst, it will extract alkaloids, glycosides, volatile oils, waxes, resins, fats, tannins, balsam, sugars, proteins, minerals, and vitamins. So, however, glycerin tinctures, you know, pretty popular with those who don't want any alcohol in their herbal medicines, and that's fine. The alcohol tinctures do extend the shelf life of the herbal product, though, by as much as 10 years, whereas your glycerin-based tinctures will have a 2-year shelf life. So the alcohol tinctures are kind of like wine, and they could be aged, and they could produce a more potent formula. If you want to age them longer, the stronger they get. Now, there is a toxic effect regarding the glycerin. According to the World Health Organization, too much vegetable glycerin, it's called propylene glycol, can create a buildup of lactate in the bloodstream and can lead to convulsions, cardiovascular problems like heart attack, and even coma. Also, the Cleveland Clinic also reports that people can have allergic reactions. Other reactions can be like, you know, upset stomach, swelling of the tongue, difficulty breathing, nausea, diarrhea, and can rarely cause a condition called gastroenteritis, which is an inflammation of the digestive system. So just think of all the products that vegetable glycerin is used in, from cosmetics to even the juices they now use as vapor inside the electronic cigarettes. How much glycerin are those folks getting? Gotta ask. It's crazy. Well, you know, it's a potency thing too. You know, I've always known this from herbal school that your alcohol tinctures are going to be stronger. They're just going to be more potent. You're just going to get where you want to go faster with them. They're absorbed right away. They start to work right away. They're more potent. Now, I see herbal tinctures made with alcohol kind of like that Special K cereal commercial, the analogy they had with the 12 bowls of shredded wheat and the one bowl of Special K. So if you have an alcohol tincture made from certified organic ingredients, it's naturally aged, and then it's cold pressed, you're going to have a superior herbal medicine, which is instantly absorbed and has a long shelf life. And guess what? The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they make their tinctures this way. And so if you're interested in what a professional strength herbal product can do for you, well, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free 24/7, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277 or go to the website thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, they do have a few specials up there on the homepage. You can receive a free bottle, 1-ounce bottle of their calcium formula with your order of $100. And if you're orders over 150, you will also get, in addition to the calcium formula, a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook. So it's a 400-page book with a herb symptom reference guide in it, and it's a PDF, so it's emailed to you. So you can check that out. The information and the coupon discount code to use is CAL13, and that is on the homepage. You just you know, copy and paste it. Or if you want to phone in an order, you can mention the discount and they'll be happy to take care of you that way. So if you're interested, check that out. And another way to save, let me tell you, another way to save on your herbal products is to sign up for the free online newsletters that they have there at the powerherbs.com website. And you could go to the books and newsletters tab and you can select which newsletter you want to sign up for, and you'll get free discount coupons in your issues. Now, the American Survival's got several people writing for it. You'll get political and financial and health information. Dr. Carly actually contributes an article each and every week to the newsletter, and she's an excellent author, and so you can tap into what Dr. Carly is saying and get your discount coupons. And that is the American Survival, and that goes out on Tuesdays every week. And then if you're just wanting the natural therapy stuff, then you you can sign up for the Health Quest newsletter, which is also free, and also get discount coupons in that one. So whichever you want to do, and get free information and discounts towards your natural healthcare products there at thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget to pick up a free product catalog. So, and if you have a topic you would like me to include for the show or in any of the articles, just let me know. I'd be happy to include that for you and get that on the way right to your email. How about that? All right, you know, coming up, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly in a few minutes, and I want to chat with her about these mosquitoes that they are, you know, releasing from Vietnam that supposedly going to block the dengue fever part. You know, they're giving the mosquitoes a germ to block some sort of transmission. I wonder how that's going to work. Maybe she knows. Also, I wanted to ask her, what type of effect, if we get time, of course she's got lots she wants to share, but what type of effect do vaccines have on the obesity rates in the United States? I mean, if we're in an explosion of obesity from kids, you know, toddlers all the way up to adults, you know, what is causing that other than diet? There may be some precursors we're missing. Also, I wanted to ask her, when she was a surgeon up in New York, I want to ask her if she ever went to work sick. Am I going to put her on the spot? Because I shared with you recently where a new survey revealed that most doctors several times a year go to work sick with colds and flu, and they spread their infection around at the hospital. And lastly, what I want to check with Dr. Carly is, what's up with that cluster, that cancer cluster in Highland, New York, where the kids on the same street in the same town, right, 10 years old, came down 6 diagnosed cases of leukemia cancer, the same type of leukemia cancer, within 20 months. I mean, what could be causing that? Could it be vaccines? We're going to find out. We'll be right back.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it. Because it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts. In the sun.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Does the cost and risk of conventional healthcare concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley from ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is with us, and she's going to share some of her secrets tonight. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy. Good to be back.
Awesome to have you. Well, I got a stack of stuff, unless you want to jump in there. I know you wanted to talk about how to reverse vaccines.
Yes, I understand you've gotten some questions about that, which I'll go into.
Okay.
Although people can access my diagrams on the ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site, click on the Vaccine Induced Disease tab, print out my diagrams, and listen to the lecture below them of me explaining the diagrams, because we won't barely even be able to touch what needs to be said in such a short time. But one thing I just wanted to mention, very hilarious. I received a letter yesterday from the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer, and it says here, enjoy our lowest 2014 registration fee when you register by November 30th. You can register as a walker just for one person for only $50, or you can walk with a friend or family member for a combined registration fee of $75. And, of course, what do these people use the money for? Same thing as Susan G. Komen and all the rest of them. Besides paying their multimillion-dollar CEO salaries, the few amount of funds that they do spend on, you know, breast cancer are spent on providing mammograms for women, which, of course, cause breast cancer. And they even say in this newsletter that they're going to help women who can't afford it get treatment. So, you know, it's just mind-boggling that people buy into this crap.
Well, speaking of cancer, there was stuff in all over the news about this cancer cluster in Highland, New York, where in over the course of 20 months, six kids came down with the same type of leukemia. They lived in the same neighborhood and on the same street. And they all were under the age of 10. What do you think of that?
Well, there's two possibilities, and it's probably both of them. Number one, they probably go to the same pediatrician and got the same toxic lethal vaccine. I encourage everybody to look up in the physician's desk reference online any vaccine, including the HPV vaccine. You will see that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, and that's because they know that it causes cancer. Cancer makes big bucks for the medical mafia and big pharma, and so that's one of their favorite diseases to create. But whenever there's a focus, such as what you're discussing, a cluster, another probability is that they probably have a Superfund site near them that they don't know about, or there could be any number of toxic chemicals in the area, which, of course, children are going to be more sensitive to. So it's both.
It's probably that. Yeah, they've been checking the water so far. The water supply came up clean. But this was a, from what I understand, a very agricultural area at one point, and they got lots of pesticides, I'm sure.
Wait. Let me comment on that. That is hilarious. So the water tested up clean, even though they know they've got toxic levels of pesticides in the water from many, many years of dumping pesticides onto the ground. And this is very similar to the case in Long Island, where I used to live. They spent 10 years and I think it was $30 million investigating why so many women in Long Island get breast cancer, a place that used to also be highly agricultural. And in that case, they have a water supply called the Lloyd's Aquifer, which is totally contained. It's like this gigantic contained well under the island. And the one thing they never checked for was pesticides. So I guarantee it's probably the same situation.
Well, there you go. Well, and I know we hear about obesity rates and everything, and you know Michelle Obama's war on obesity rates. What do vaccines in any way factor into obesity problems?
Vaccines factor into everything.
Okay.
And I figured this out because in medical school we did, and this is disgusting, experiments on cats where they stuck electrodes into the brain, into a particular area of the hypothalamus. There's one area of the hypothalamus that if it's destroyed will make the cat obese, and there's another area if destroyed that will make the cat anorexic. So the vaccines do the same thing. So the answer is yes. Now, as I always say, it's always the big picture. They're eating garbage. They're eating diet sodas, which actually increase obesity, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's always the big picture, but the vaccines are highly involved, yes.
Wow. Well, that's just nice to know. Well, there is another, this is the flu season, the cold and flu season we're entering now through, I think, February would be the height of the flu season. Of course, we've talked about this where the flu shot starts at all because people start shedding. But there was a survey that they did on doctors, and they asked them if they go to work sick with colds and flus. Did you see any of that when you were in practice up there in New York?
Well, when I worked in the hospital, you know, I was a surgeon and an ER doctor. So, and I quit back in the early 90s. So the flu vaccine wasn't as rabid as it is now.
Right.
So, no, but I hear this from clients that call me all the time. That, you know, so-and-so in the family got the flu vaccine, especially if they get the flu mist, which is a live flu virus. They spray up your nose. They're contagious. It's admitted for at least 20 days. So, yes, that's exactly how they start the flu epidemic. Of course, they, you know, give out fraudulent numbers. They always make it sound a lot worse than it is. I've never heard of anybody that went to the hospital with flu symptoms that actually got, you know, their blood checked or whatever to see if they had the flu. They just report that they have certain symptoms and then it becomes the flu.
Yeah, well, this was a survey out of Massachusetts General Hospital where 150 Illinois resident physicians pretty much said that over the past year they've on an average of three times or more went to work sick. But now they're requiring medical staff people to get vaccinated with the flu shot, so they're just, you know, they're bringing
it. And that's
why
they're sick.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, you're right. The flu shot is just they didn't used to even, you know, before the 70s, they didn't even, you know, include children in the flu vaccine. Now they do.
Right. Yeah.
So. Wow.
And pregnant women, they're getting the fetuses are getting the flu shot. I was just talking to a client. On the phone before Frank called me, and she was telling me how she went into her gynecologist's office to have something done, and there's a sign right in the office that all pregnant women of 20 weeks or more are directed to get the flu shot and the DTP shot, which of course causes infertility because it's recommended by the CDC. So all of these doctors, they're getting more rabid, you know, in prescribing these vaccines, which are biological weapons.
That's just amazing. Well, let me ask you, are they vaccinating pregnant women with tetanus shots?
DTP includes tetanus.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that. Because, you know, when I had, back in the 80s, when I had my first child, you know how they do all that blood work, you know, when you first, you know, are diagnosed as expecting a baby? They find out you don't have, I guess, the titers for tetanus, and so they want to give you a booster shot. But back then, they didn't give it to you while you're pregnant. You had to deliver the baby, and then they gave it to you.
Right.
But now they don't wait. They just give
and
it
I
to
would
you.
Love to be a fly on the wall in any medical school immunology class to see what kind of propaganda they're feeding the medical students now. Because I saved all my notes, all my transcripts, all my books from medical school, and we were actually taught that you never vaccinate a pregnant woman and that you never vaccinate any child under 6 months of age. So I don't know how they've twisted and spun things now where, as I said, fetuses are getting vaccinated. And, of course, everybody knows as soon as the baby is born, they whip out the hepatitis B vaccine and start the process rolling, you know, for their post-delivery treatment.
Yeah, and I think you had said that if parents buy into all the vaccine before the child goes off to kindergarten, there's over 60?
Yeah, last time I checked, it was up to 65. If you get everything, you know, there's some that are really recommended, and then there's some that are kind of extra.
I see. Well, okay. Well, so let's say somebody really wants to reverse some vaccine Maybe they have a condition they think was caused by the vaccine. So they get in touch with you. They go to the website. They do the tutorial there. And what would be the next step that they need to do?
Well, as I always say, it's the big picture. Okay? The vaccines are what caused the corruption in the immune system. There's homeopathics to detoxify the vaccines that have been injected, and there's so many to choose from. There are also remedies that can detox the viruses in the tissue cultures used to grow the vaccines, including cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr. You know, they call it the kissing disease. They blame it on kissing. No, it's from the vaccines, etc. And part of my vaccine detox also includes what's called the miasm formula. The miasms that we're inheriting, that's where the real genetics comes in. You inherit from your parents a weak link in your immune system. In homeopathy, they call it miasms. It's not the genes, okay, although the vaccines corrupt the genetic structure as well. But it's this weak link that you inherit. And if they would leave their poisons out of us, then we would never, you know, develop the different disease. That's why diseases tend to run in families, to what extent they do. You can have families that have different neurological vaccine-induced diseases, like Alzheimer's or autism, Tourette syndrome. It's all from vaccines. So there's homeopathics to detox all of these things. You also must repair the corruption in the immune system that's caused by vaccines. And my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on my other site, drcarley.com, explains how that corruption happens. And that's too much for me to get into on the show. But you have to reverse the corruption. So that's very important. There are other homeopathics, for example, especially with the neurological vaccine-induced diseases, there's even a homeopathic that can repair the myelin sheath, which is to the nerves what the plastic coating is to an electrical cord. It's the insulator. And that's where most of the damage neurologically occurs. So, you know, while you're detoxing, you're also repairing. And then there's all kinds of other toxins. That's why I take a very detailed history. You know, I ask clients about their exposure to metals, radiation, parasites, all kinds of environmental toxins, electronics like microwaves. And, of course, now we have Fukushima to worry about. And, you know, pretty much the list is endless. Hair and nail products, fluoride, all of these things eventually accumulate to the point, and that's what my first diagram discusses, the big picture, where basically you're getting all of these assaults, and depending on how strong your immune system is, eventually one thing will, you know, push you over the cliff, and you basically develop disease symptoms, which are your body trying to wake you up and say you're doing the wrong thing. And that can be a psychic assault. That can be a call that your mother died. I mean, it can be anything that pushes you over the edge, especially trauma, you know, if you get in a car accident or something. So then, unfortunately, what the sheep have been taught to do is go to the white coats, and they will manage your disease until you die. And, you know, we're basically, you know, trying to wake people up as to the fact that your body has the inherent capacity to heal itself if you get out of the way. Learn what's bad for you. Stop doing what's bad for you, especially stop going to the white coats and getting all their toxic drugs and vaccines, and, you know, make steps to make changes like eating organic and et cetera, et cetera. Anything you can do to detox or change what you have done is only going to help.
Now, we should mention for those listening that your protocols also work for pets to reverse the vaccines that pets have had. So that's an awesome plus, you know, because we got to take care of our dogs and cats. Well, Dr. Carley, you talk about these vaccines as being weapons of mass destruction. Are majority of them viral or bacterial?
Well, most of them are viral. There are also bacterial vaccines. You probably heard that now at Princeton, They're claiming that 10 students have come down with a new version of meningitis. So they've actually got the FDA to approve for them to import a vaccine made in another country that's not even approved for use in the United States. So now they're going to start giving that to the young people right before their, you know, holiday break. And so we can expect a massive problem developing in those vaccinees if they're foolish enough to get this vaccine. So the answer is yes.
Yeah, I saw that on the news where parents were like clamoring for the FDA to approve that vaccine to come in to protect their students. And I was just like, woman, you just don't know what you're doing. Right. You are playing Russian roulette with your child.
Well, it's the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. First, they caused the problem. How did this develop? I am sure that they probably stuck this bacteria into some vaccine that was given previously. Okay, or they don't even have that brand. They just made the whole thing up as an excuse to import this new, I'm sure, more toxic vaccine. And that's how they do everything. You know, they cause a problem. They get the people to cry out, do something, do something. And what they do always makes matters worse. But every part of the vaccine is a toxic poison. That's why I call vaccines witches' brews. The aluminum in the vaccine causes the creation of the IgE antibody, which is the antibody of allergy and anaphylactic shock. That's from the NATO book I have as well. They admit to all these things. The formaldehyde, you know, the list is endless. It's a witch's brew, and especially now that more and more vaccines are being cultured on aborted fetuses, you know, that adds a spiritual assault on top of it, because it's no different to get a dead baby injected into your bloodstream or eat the dead baby. It's all cannibalism.
Well, this is something to think about and consider for sure, because I try to tell people, and I know you do an excellent job of explaining it, but I try to tell people that the way your natural immune system gives you lifelong immunity is there's all these little roadblocks when your body encounters a pathogen or infection, whether it's viral or bacterial. So I say envision the Suez Canal, and you've got the ship coming through, and it has to go through all these locks. And it, you know, and it has to stop, and the water has to rise, and then it goes through the next lock, and it's moving forward up the canal, just like a pathogen would move forward through your system. It encounters all these immune system roadblocks, and if it's able to conquer the roadblock, it progresses further, and by the time it reaches your immune system, your immune system is supposed to have a defense ready, whereas if you're injecting these things directly into the bloodstream, your immune system looks at it and thinks it's supposed to be there.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make an antibody for it. So this is all hokum.
Or it can make an antibody for it. But you see, the problem is, and this is admitted in my book, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, the book that all medical students all over the world study to learn internal medicine, their chapter on vaccines actually states that the vaccines give you a chronic infection. You see, unless you go through the process as you're talking, where you are exposed to it naturally, somebody coughs or sneezes on you, or your child sticks its hand in the dirt and sticks the hand in the mouth, whatever. That's the natural process to develop lifelong natural immunity, where the goal is to push the bug out. If it's injected directly into you, you become chronically infected, which, as you said, basically the body's saying, oh, okay, it's here. You know, it's supposed to be here, I guess. But it does oftentimes cause creation of antibodies. And those antibodies then attack you, especially the tissue cultures used to make the vaccines. If you get some aborted fetus pancreas tissue used to grow your virus, and that's injected into you, your body will develop antibodies against the pancreas, and you will develop insulin-dependent diabetes. Or any other organ, you will develop that autoimmune disease. So it's not that that the body doesn't create antibodies. It goes into hyperdrive because of the edge adjuvants in the vaccines, especially the aluminum. They're using squalene as well in a lot of the military vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. So the antibody system is out of control, and the T cell system, the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to gobble up the antigen antibody complexes, are basically paralyzed. So that's how you get cancer, because, you know, that's what one of the immune system's job is, get rid of the cancer cells. Well, it's on vacation. The T cells can't do it.
Oh, Lord. And they require a lot of vaccines now for these college kids before they even start, you know, class. I think tetanus, the DBT, is one. I can't think of the other one. But
meningitis, they require meningitis.
Yep. Yeah.
In most places, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If you go into community college, you don't have to take those vaccines.
Well, I really wonder why so many young people are worried about getting a college education now anyways. What, so they can work at Walmart? So they can have thousands and thousands of dollars of school loans, which our corrupt Congress made that's the one thing you can't discharge in bankruptcy? What I tell young people, find something you like to do that you can make money. Why are you even wasting your time? College is just propaganda. You know, they don't teach you anything that really matters. It's all garbage.
Well, unless, of course, you know, trade. There is something to be said about trades, you know, like learning how to weld, for instance, or
yeah, but that's
cars.
Not college. I mean, back in the day, I don't know if they still do it. When I was in high school, you know, they had special courses for people that were interested in a trade. I forget what that was called, but it wasn't a college thing. You know, you could learn that in high school, and then you, not internship, what's it called?
I think it was called shop. Wasn't it called shop class or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, shop. But you could actually be like an intern to somebody who had the skill, electrician or whatever. And you follow them around, and then you take whatever proficiency test to prove you have the knowledge to do the job.
They don't have shop classes anymore. Did you know that? They got rid of those.
No, I didn't know, but I'm not surprised. Most schools don't have phys ed. They don't have band. You know, it's just basically sitting there and learning nothing.
Absolutely. Well, let's tell folks about your website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. I encourage you all to check that out. Of course, sign up for the American Survival Newsletter and get more information from Dr. Carly each and every week. Or you could give her a call. Her number is 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. And Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, do investigate everything, ask questions, and don't be afraid to say no. Right, Dr. Carly?
Exactly. And I have a new show now that I started last Sunday on the Watchmen Chronicles. Sorry, somebody's at my door. My dogs are going crazy. The Watchmen, WatchmenChronicles.com. It's on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, well, we'll mention that. You mentioned that in the newsletter as well. Well, we're almost out of time, and you go answer your door. We'll talk with you next month, okay, Dr. Carly?
Okay, thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Take care. Well, folks, we're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.